Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and happy holiday today. And we're going to be doing some more healings a little bit later on in the show. One will be a very special healing, which will be going to the Light Shift. We're going to be joined with your complete self, your complete spirit, and that also indicates that it'll be your twin flame and you joining. So it'll be a wonderful experience. So we're first going to do a healing like on most of the shows. You do a chakra alignment. And if you're new to the show, what you're probably going to want to do is scroll down on your screen and bring up the beautiful light being. And then if you want to go to fast chat, there's a little space you can click on. It says BBS fast chat. And if you want to communicate with us, you can without calling on a telephone line. So here we go. Do a chakra clearing. So we're going to the heart chakra, first of all, and I'm going to realign that. The Light Shift is doing this for you. With all these healings, you're actually just sitting back, and the Light Shift will do all the work for you. There's nothing for you to do. Perfect. Go up now to your fifth chakra, your throat, and doing some clearings there. There we go. Positioned properly. And sixth chakra. Perfect. Now we're going back down below the heart. Your power chakra, number 3, and realigning that for you. And now number 2, and number 1. Great. So, I'm going to do an opening now. And normally most chakras are a couple inches in diameter, maybe a little bit further. But we're going to go body width for you. So, this will give you a lot more energy coming into your body. And I use the word spin to do this here, so here we go. Fourth chakra. Spin, 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 open. And we're going up now to the fifth chakra, your throat. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going to your sixth chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. You people feel really in alignment today. And now we're going to do the dropping down your ego, your consciousness, from your mind into your heart center. If you want to visualize an elevator, the 10th floor being, say, your mind, maybe your forehead, and that's going to be dropping down. This is like your ego self, your awakening thoughts, your consciousness into your heart center where your spirit resides. So we're going to drop down 10 floors. You want to visualize like a little elevator dropping down. Some people actually feel the energy moving down slowly. They feel it like in their nose and on maybe their mouth and their chin and going down each time I say a number. So everybody has their own experience with this here, but here we go. So 10th floor being your forehead dropping down into your heart. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'll do it one more time here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. That feels very, very good. So, Sylvia, are you there today?
I'm here. I'm out here in cyberspace with you. So, hi, and welcome to everyone. It's great to have you here on this holiday, and we're going to be talking this week about the universal energy shift. So, today we're focusing on energetic changes, and I'm sure that you could all agree that there have been a lot of energy changes on the planet in the last few years. And there's a lot of questions that we've been asked about how to handle the intense energies that are coming into the planet at this time. And people have noticed that time seems to be speeding up for them. And others have felt that they're really existing in a whole new vibration than they used to be. Some are wondering what exactly is going on with the planet. Is there some kind of event that's going to take place on Earth soon or in the near future, and is everything going to be okay? and on and on. So we're going to try to address as many questions as we can about that. But of course, the main focus of the hour is on the healing. So if you do have questions pertaining to this topic today and you'd like to enter them on the BBS Fast Chat, that would be wonderful. You just click on BBS Fast Chat under the picture of the light being, and it'll give you a window to type in your questions. So we'll try to get to those, and we'll continue with healings. And like Ron mentioned, there's some very special healings that we are going to get to today. So that's wonderful. I think for now, we'll start with getting into our bodies more by asking the light ship to help us with clearing out of any entities that may be with us and doing a spirit retrieval for fragments that have left us due to, you know, pain and judgment and so forth. So over to you, Rod.
Okay, so it takes a couple of minutes. Again, just sit back and relax. You may feel energies leave your body during this process, and you may actually have a maybe a much more heightened consciousness afterwards here. So here we go. We're just taking away entities now, and we're asking your spirit to also help with this process. It knows where they are. So we're kind of like roosting them out of you here. Very gently, though, what they are leaving. And more is coming out. And then what we're going to do is bring back your divine spirit to you. We'll have to go out and search the universe for the parts of you that left in pain and trauma, then bring them back to you, and you're going to be into your body aligned properly afterwards there. So here we go. I'm going to bring some more of you back right now. You might feel a presence around your body. And this is you coming back to yourself here. And I'll count to 10 as you come back into your body more. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do some more entity clearing here. There we go. And again, bring some more of you back in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And doing some more clearing here. Releasing of entities that are either attached to you on the outside of your body or maybe inside someplace or even into your awakening consciousness. Having them change your thoughts and who you are. So these are leaving you now. And this should be done daily. A couple times a day wouldn't be bad. We attract quite a few of these things. So here we go, bringing more of you back in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do one more clearing here. And you should feel a lot more stable in your consciousness. You might feel like your body is a little tighter, a little more, say, like with less air in it. Because as you come into your body naturally, you get a little heavier and you start to condense more. So here we go, bringing more of you back now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we'll do another clearing here. And we talked about how energies are shifting. And this we've done on a couple of shows where sometimes you have your consciousness either behind you, you know, in the past a ways, or in the future. And you want to always be in the now. This is where your guidance is, not in either direction. So what we're going to first do is go back in time. So I'll just say 2.5 months. So I'll do a count of 10 here. So I'm writing that down right now in front of me. This show is very, very live, so it's the light beings are actually doing the show for you. So here we go. We're going to go back from the 10th month and come back down. I mean, the 10th week, excuse me. So here we go. Do the chakra clearing like we always do. So 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 9th week. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 6th week, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 7th week, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 6th week, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 5th week, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first clear. So you may start to feel yourself coming more forward here. Okay, remember, if you're one of these people, you're in the past. Okay, there are people who are in the future. You may not actually feel the ceiling right now, but the ones in the past probably are. Fourth week. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. 3 weeks ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third clear, second clear, first cleared. 2 weeks. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third clear, second clear, first cleared. And 1 week to now to put you into the moment. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third clear, second clear, first cleared. Okay. So these are for the people that were in the past. Now I'll do the people who are projecting their energy, their thoughts into the future. So same process here. You might just take note of which type of person you are. So here we go. 10th week in the future, bringing you back to now. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 9th week, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 8th week, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 7th week, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 6th week, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 5th week, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 4th week, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3rd week, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2nd week, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 1 week to now. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay, Sylvia, so how is that for you?
Oh, that's wonderful. I hope everyone enjoyed that, and you should feel pretty good right now and pretty much just here. So it's a wonderful feeling, isn't it? Let's see. We have some questions on the fast chat I'd like to get to before we continue.
Okay.
And this refers back to the entity clearing that you were talking about people doing on their own a couple times a day. And let's see, one question is, when we do the entity clearing on our own, can we fill the space with our spirit on our own, clean it and all, commanding our spirit?
Yes, very good. So all that is correct, yes, because you don't want to leave a void any longer. When you leave a void, the entities can come into you and then, you know, play havoc with your physical body and take you out of your awakening consciousness. So, yes, you do want to definitely have your spirit cleansed. If you don't know how to do that, which you may go, well, that's just words to me, then ask your spirit and your body to cleanse the part of you coming back in.
Okay, that sounds great. All right, so let's get into our topic a little bit more. And can you talk a little bit, Ron, about the energies that are coming into the planet at this time?
Well, as people have noticed, everything is changing a lot. The rainbow changed probably about 2.5 years ago. Colors are more vivid now. The tree energies and the mountain energies. If you look at the auric field, most of these are like very, very close to the energy form. So like if you look at a tree, you won't really see an aura around the tree any longer. And that also changed. The water's changed somewhat. So we are having physical changes through the universal shift here. Some people can feel maybe days that are rougher than others. Sometimes you may want to actually go to sleep longer. Sometimes you might feel your energy kind of getting frayed a little bit, or you're maybe more on edge. And it's just because, you know, the energies are shifting to different vibrations, and your body is desperately trying to hang on to the old, which is why you're going through a reaction process. What's also happening is that a lot of the people who have been doing healing work who are not connected fully to the light with their practice, they're actually losing energy. I have been watching and actually have been told about healers that have been doing healing work for maybe, you know, 20 years, and in the last 6 months, all of a sudden, they're being taken down. They become very ill. They become like almost schizophrenic. They feel like they've lost their spiritual connection. Well, it's because they are being used by the dark side, who is actually being presented to them as the light. This is why I always tell you to go to your heart center first before you connect to anything. And a lot of these healers are claiming that they're working with Saint Germain, working with Archangel Michael, Mother Mary, Jesus. You know, it's the whole hierarchy of energies. And the information that they had was probably wonderful and good, but it's not the divine source that created you that they're working with. They're working with Galactic Federation energies, which are not in the light, but they can mimic the light, like we say, 99.9999 and so forth percent. So this is what's happening to a lot of the healers right now, is that they are losing their energy because they're tapped into the wrong source. And you might even have noticed that yourself if you have been to a healer and they just don't feel like they used to. And this is only going to be perpetuating itself because the light's coming in stronger. So if you're tapped into the wrong source, then that source is leaving. So then it's a wake-up call for those people who have been doing these healings that are not in the light, stealing souls from people. So I guess that's kind of that for the energy shifting. You have to really take note of it and just ask your body to surrender into it. And hopefully you've had enough blockages released so that this new energy can come into your physical body and sustain life here. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Well, we had a question from one of our listeners that came in actually on email. Ed was asking about if you could talk a little bit more, and I know you just did, but if there's anything else you can say about the difference between the true light and the pretended light and how to navigate that.
Well, the light frequency of creation is always the same, basically. It's pure love energy. And then what you have is you have energies that are mimicking the light, which can pose and do, you know, wonderful healings, you know, and everything else, except it's not light energy. And the way you tell, and the only way you can really tell, is to go into your heart center and have your spirit tell you if that is light energy or not. And this darkness energy will look like light energy to most people. And so this is the whole process. And spirit guides can come to you in your head, posing as some, Jesus or Mother Mary, etc., you know, Archangel Michael, and you think that you're connected to this energy. And what happens with a lot of people is that as they get a little more spiritually evolved and they start holding more light energy, this darkness energy will kind of seek you out and attempt to kind of rain on your parade, in a sense, or connect you to a light source or a source that appears to be the light and take you down a tangent so that you're not really running pure light energy. This is why I say before you go to any healer or do any type of energy work, always go to your heart and see what your heart says. Have your heart tell you. Do that drop, like we did earlier today, dropping your awakening consciousness down into your heart center so you can communicate with your spirit. That's your only guidance that you have, and that's your true source of the energy.
I think that's a very interesting distinction, because I think a lot of times people feel that, you know, if it looks like light and it works, it must be good.
Yeah, that's one of the upsetting things for me when I watch these other healers doing work, and it's just very, very sad. And there's many things out there right now. You're all aware probably of what's come out in the last 20 years as far as healing modalities and practices, so you want to be very careful what you get yourself tied into. So I can't really go too much further on that, but the main thing is to go to your heart to look at this. What I will say, there are healers that I have seen that do things to your spirit, and they actually replace parts of your spirit, thinking that they are from some divine source, okay? And in doing so, you're being connected directly to the dark side, and part of your spirit fragment of who you are, little bits and pieces of you, are actually being stolen away from you. But you won't know that until someone starts to work with you and they go, my God, what happened to your spirit, you know? It's missing through different parts of your life. or maybe, you know, your spirit is only maybe 80% in your maybe your second chakra. Where's the other 20%? And then you find out that it's somewhere in some other dimensional frequency of the darkness. And so it's just quite something to see what people actually do. And a lot of people are so eager to have these spiritual, I guess, attunements and knowledge that they'll fork out tons of money thinking that this is the right one and that they're going to be getting, you know, these great attunements because of the cost of it. And I just kind of shake my head because you cannot buy spirituality. You already have it, and you have to go inside to find it. So, and then you have to do the clearings to allow you to become more into your body. This is what we're about here, is to get you cleared out so that you can hold your spiritual integrity. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, we do have some questions on the fast chat. One of them is the creation light chip working on us even when we're not listening to the show?
I would say sometimes. I can't always guarantee that, but I would imagine sometimes, yes. If you had especially private sessions with me, more than likely they do kind of watch over you because you are then committed somewhat to your spiritual growth and ascension process. And so that you will carry a special frequency, and they do, in a sense, watch over you. But remember, the light never created the darkness, and the light is always playing catch-up to this darkness energy. And so when the darkness comes in, they have to figure out the frequencies, the mathematical formulas, the light frequencies, and there is light in the darkness, okay? Because that naturally, a lot of the healers are using the same energy. So they have to figure out how to tap into that source to eliminate this source out of their creation. So what they're doing now, like we said in previous shows, is that the creation light chip is here. It comes once every 2,000 years to reclaim everything that it created in the light. And this is how it happens, is that they're going to look for everything that has the light spiritual blueprint in light language, what they created, and bring it back and purifying that over again, and then the cycle starts over again. So this is what we call the universal shift. And it could be typically, like people talk about, the shift of 2012. Although I don't know when that shift is going to actually happen. It could be that date or it could be some other time. But regardless, they're here to do that process. And that's what Jesus' task was here when he came from the light ship, to help humanity here for the ascension process.
Okay, and the next question is, how can we protect ourselves from the dark energy?
Well, the only way is, which doesn't always work, okay, but you need to be in your body. And so you're the first thing that you have to learn and understand is that you must be in your body to do the ascension. And your spirit energy then will be able to, you know, work with you. And then when you have more spirit in your body, then you have more intuition. So you will be able to maybe sample energies around you and see, you know, what person is darkness or not, you see. And there are people, like we said on the other shows, I think one time we discussed the fact that there are people that have spirits in them that are dark, soulless beings, along with spirits that are from the light, and that's kind of scary. Those are what we call shapeshifters. And you can watch them actually change form sometimes in front of you. You might see their eyes look a little different, look like lizard eyes in a sense, reptilian eyes. You may see a tail all of a sudden form on their body. And this happens just in a blink of an eye. And then you look at them again and they look perfectly normal. Well, what they're doing is sharing the body. And they're able to take the body over. And why do they take the body over? Because the person probably was not in their body enough to hold spirit energy. So your main defense for actually being here is to be in your body. And then the next question is that going to protect me 100% from the darkness coming into me? No, it is not. But it gives you a much better way of staying abreast to spiritual changes. And you have a lot more intuition going for you. Okay, Sylvia.
Okay, thank you for those answers. And a couple more questions here. And this one is probably one that comes up frequently, which is why has Croatian allowed the Federation to operate that the way that they have been, partially in the dark?
Well, basically, it's another life form. And so the energy of love does not discriminate with any other energies. And so what you have is two different energies that are kind of opposite each other, the light and the dark. So the darkness wants to take over and be in the bodies that are here that have spirits in them, or you could use the word souls, and they take that life force energy. So somehow they're just missing this highly advanced way of being, okay, as far as the light energy. And so they're here to attempt to take away your spiritual identity of who you are. So as far as why did the light ship allow the Federation to do this? Well, everything was created initially in love and light. And it's like yourself, you know. You probably have done things that weren't too good in your lifetime, you know, or had problems, and so does the Federation. But they're at a much higher consciousness than what we are. You see, they know more. And so they chose openly and consciously to turn part of their alliance into the darkness. And this is why we have duality here. This planet wasn't created with duality. And so this is the problem that we're facing now, is that the light ship now is coming in again, and the Federation was supposed to be 100% of the light. This is why the Masters come into the Galactic Federation. And then from there, they would come down here and be in the light 100%. Well, the Federation not holding light frequency means the Masters can't hold it there either. That's their backup band. And so, you know, that's why they killed Jesus. That's why he mentioned on the cross, why did you forsake me? He's talking to the Federation. Like, where in the hell are you guys? Why are you trying to kill me with my message, basically, you know? Supposed to be here protecting me to help these people do their ascension process. So that's the frustration thing. So the Federation, you know, is not any different than what we are, but they are a higher consciousness, and they know better. And they can, at any time they choose to, this is a fact, change into light. Just like you can change any moment and change the way you are behaving, okay? And they could come directly into the light and get rid of duality here. They could clean the water, clean the air, stop the wars. You know, they could materialize, you know, like with Moses, say, the burning bush, you know, parting the Red Sea. This is what they have done. They could come down here and stop the war instantly, okay, just by showing themselves as whatever being they want to, you know, materialize, because they have a higher consciousness. They wanted to bring Jesus down from the clouds, or Moses or Muhammad or whoever else, you know, Mother Mary. They can do this. And then take away all the pain and suffering here. But they're choosing not to do that, and the reason is because the dark side is living on your energy. They're living on your back, living on your spiritual energy. And so they were created just like you were, and they're supposed to hold light frequency to protect us. And the sad thing is that, you know, there's still ET abductions from these off-planet beings, whether they be have souls in them or not, they still shouldn't come here, okay? And regardless of how they came here, they shouldn't be here preying on us like we're little ants. And they're supposed to be not coming into our dimension. Every dimension is separated, and every dimension is to experience what the planet has on it. And you came here like because you wanted to come here to enjoy the beautiful sights of the earth here, and you got trapped here in this duality process and definitely false teachings to religions to hold you here. So that's the whole thing, that the Federation created our religions, which allowed you to pray outside of yourself, and all those prayers are going to the darkness because you have nowhere to aim it at. You know, you have no way to project it into a certain energy field. Because the gods are out there, and these are these beings that are taking your energy. And so mainly pray to yourself. That's your true divinity. And the Croatian light ship does not need your prayers. It doesn't need anything from you whatsoever. It created you. It's so much more powerful than you are. And in the same token, don't give the earth your energy. The earth spirit is gigantic. It's the same size as the planet Earth. You know, you can't help it one iota by doing earth healings or open up vortexes. All you're doing is giving the dark side away in here to make it even worse here for the planet and for the people living on it. So just keep your spiritual identity to yourself and don't have your soul stolen. So I hope that helps some of you. Are you back there, Sylvia?
Yes, okay. Well, I just want to take a brief minute to thank our listeners that sent in a message about the clearing that they did with their daughter, who received a century clearing and has had some beautiful life-changing experiences with that. So thank you for sharing that. We do have some more questions. Pick up one of them briefly, and then we'll get into our other healings, and then if we have time for more questions later, we'll do that. But the hour is rapidly moving on. So we do have a question regarding the healings. Why does the creation light ship, do they work on the crown center? I'm assuming that means the crown chakra.
Well, the crown chakra is not associated with your physical body. And the ascension process is your physical body transcending, coming into light frequency. And so that's not really needed. So all the healings are done from the sixth chakra on down. So you're already getting your spiritual energy, you know, through your crown. So that's probably the answer that I could give you. If it was
wonderful.
Needed,
okay, great.
So
we talked about...
are the same healings that Jesus had performed when he walked the earth here 2,000 years ago. It's the same process. It's cleaning out the densities out of you so that you can become more in spirit, more in the heart, and have your spirit then fully inhabit your skin, your hair, your eyes, everywhere in your body is what your spirit has to come into to fully integrate with you for the ascension process. And no one can do the work but yourself. This is what I tell you on almost every show. How much do you love your body? You know, your body's waited, you know, typically 4,000 years for the ascension process because it did not shift as far as genetics, you know, 2,000 years ago with Jesus. He was not able to have enough people understand the ascension process. And when Buddha came, you know, say 600 years prior to Jesus, he was here to also jumpstart everybody. But somehow those teachings got away from spirit, and they got into reincarnation. And then from there, you know, everybody now thinks that they're here because of the past, which is kind of true. But you're here because of being locked into a system that was not created by the light. And that's the matrix, and that's the mind control. And again, in this time, probably much like Jesus' time, you know, the last 100 years, New Age metaphysics now is talking about mind control. And mind control is what people are doing now to do healings. It's not heart-based. It's working with the mind. A lot of religions openly talk about how they do mind healings. Well, that's okay, I guess, but it's not heart healing. And a mind is just a way you can control one mind to another. So that is under the same umbrella as witchcraft, and voodoo and sorcery, etc., because you're using the mind to have something happen for you. So it's a battle of the minds. Who's going to win over? And there's no such thing as a mind of God because the mind does not exist. It's only down here. What's in creation energy is love energy. It's heart energy. And some of the words that people use describing that, they switch over into an emotional energy, and they talk about how the emotions are mind and how love is mind, and it's not. You know, the mind is in your heart center. This is why your spirit has to leave you when you get into heavy judgments or pain and trauma, because it's not love energy. So it takes off. So where are you? You're in the mind. And it's, again, the battle of the minds. So unfortunately, the New Age movement has come forth to give people rewards by using their psychic abilities, through manipulating other energies, other people's energies, to get what they need in their life. And that's not heart energy at all. And it's very unfortunate that these churches are perpetuating this situation, because when you look at the actual teachings of Jesus, he talked about going into your heart center to find the kingdom. He didn't tell you to go out and manipulate energies around you to make yourself more spiritual. It's all going into the heart. So, Sylvia, what's next?
Well, speaking of heart-based healings, let's get into our next healing, and then maybe we'll have time for some questions later on. So I think we talked about, in connection with our theme, about aligning with the new energies. We talked about maybe doing a clearing of the negative thoughts for people for the past week.
That sounds good. Okay, so here we go. This will be another exercise here. That's very simple. You don't have to do anything. This is the nice thing about the light ship. There's only one creation light ship. It created everything, and this is what you're working with. They know who you are, and these beautiful light beams are there. So what we're going to do is activate this light beam on your monitor screen here. So if you're new to the show, just click on Creation Light Ship Healing, scroll down a little ways, and you can go to today's show at 4 o'clock, and you're going to see a beautiful light beam about maybe an inch and a half down your scroll bar here. And we're going to energize her right now. And then what we're going to do is go back the last week. So we'll go back 7 times here for 7 days. And we're going to take away negative energies, discordant thoughts that you may have had. And these are what you have inside of your head. And also thoughts that you have possibly projected through psychic attacks to people by maybe thinking of bad thoughts about someone. So just watch the beautiful light beam now in front of you, and she'll start to change her frequencies, which means that the colors may change around her head a little bit. Her eyes will become typically always more intense, and her face will become a little more three-dimensional as she starts to lift off the page here. Very beautiful. And they only work with heart-to-heart. So they're connecting to your heart center. They don't work with the mind whatsoever. Okay, she's activated. So here we go. She'll do this healing for you here. I'll just be the words for it. So we're going to go back 7 days. Like I said, this will be working with maybe discordant thoughts, angry thoughts, any type of thought that you had that was not in the divine flow, which means non-judgment, okay? So here we go. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 6 days back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 5 days back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 4 days back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3 days back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2 days back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And yesterday. 6th cleared, 5th. Oh boy. Something was going on with somebody yesterday. I'm yawning. Oh, wow. Here we go. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Well, today it's a carryover. Oh, when I yawn, it's worth a lot of these clears. There are probably like about 20 of them. So here we go. Today, up to now. 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, and 1st clear. So if you'd like to look at your past thoughts of the last 7 days, maybe where you weren't, you know, feeling too good or whatever, negative thoughts, just look at it right now and they should be dissipated from you. You may actually, like the emotional healing, see the event, but the thoughts will not be lingering on, and you should not be connected / quarter to the person that you projected that thought to. Remember, each time you project a thought out of your body, out of your consciousness, it stays there. It doesn't ever go away until you release it. And so you're tied down energetically to everybody that you thought about in your lifetime in this life. And this is one of the clearings that I do, is to release this energy from you so you can become more whole and complete. Because you have to leave here with a clean slate. Otherwise, you're going down with a sinking ship, so to speak, because you can't get out of here with your body until you release the psychic energies that your mind has created that's attached to your body. Remember, when you cord somebody, when you think about putting out a thought form, it doesn't necessarily go to their head. It can go to any part of their body that's a open channel for that to be received. This is why when you do a clearing on yourself and you, or some practitioner is working with you and they start working and they do muscle tests, and all of a sudden you may feel maybe your big toe, go, man, my big toe's kind of itching, or I can feel pressure leaving it. Well, that's where that thought was stored. It doesn't always have to be stored inside of your head. So your whole body, in a sense, is like a consciousness, kind of like a pincushion. And all the people's thoughts that they projected to you are stored and connected to you in your body. So, what's next, Sylvia?
Well, I'm going to suggest, because our time is getting smaller, that we do our trip for the light ship and going to that sacred spirit room and the twin flame energy at this time.
Great. Okay, so this will not work on the archives. I wish that they would, but they can't, only because we have our Galactic Federation still abducting people, and I don't want you to take your conscience away and think you're going to the light ship when you cannot go there. So the light ship now is going to be coming to everyone listening now on this call that's live. And you may feel this beautiful white light tunnel around you. And it's being formed right now. And you can bring up, if you wish, just for some quick healing, if you have an animal or a pet that would need healing, you can bring those up. Just think of them right now. And here we go. We're going up right now. And you're there. And we're going to go to a very, very special room. And this room is where you were created on the creation light ship. And this is where you're going to be in wholeness, completely in wholeness with you and your twin flame. Remember, you're only half here because your twin flame energy is held from you, so from this planet, so it cannot come in here because the Galactic Federation and the dark side did not want you to ever leave. So half of you is not here. This is why you have that emptiness inside of you. But now you're going to be filled with that for probably a couple minutes here, and you can feel what it's like to be with your twin flame energy. And so here we go. We're going into this beautiful room right now. You're all in your own sacred rooms. And across the way, about 10 feet away, you're going to see a beautiful silhouette of this wonderful white light being, which is you. And on the count to 10, and you're going to be merging with your total self. So this will be you and your twin flame coming together with you right now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I'll just put some music on here, and you can enjoy being with your twin flame energy. You should feel really nice inside of your body. And you're going to have like your own little love affair with your twin flame energy as it caresses you. Remember, all there is love. Thank you. just go into one other room on the creation light ship, and we'll just go into a room where you can request to have pain released from your body. So we're going into this room right now, and just give your request, and the light beings will accommodate you the best they can. Remember, on the light ship, you're healed completely, but your emotional traumas and baggage, what you have down here, these emotions that caused the problem, can still be here, and they can actually take the healing and reverse it. So just request your healings now, and you're in this beautiful room here, many, many modalities of healing. And to sit back and relax and think of what you'd like to have healed inside of your head. Just do one request, please. On the creation light ship where they're physically, and the healings take effect according to how much you're in your body, number one, and how much the density that you're carrying, the emotional trauma stored in your body that caused your problem is released from you. So this is why the creation light ship is here, to help you get rid of these densities for the ascension process. So we're going to be coming back now, so we're going into the orientation room where we're thanking the doctor teams that have worked with us. And we're saying goodbye to our twin flame energy. This is the original energy of your creation. And if you brought any animals or pets up, they're now coming to you. And we're getting ready to come back down through this beautiful white light tunnel. And now we're here. And like I said, on the light ship, there's only pure love energy. That's all that exists there. Down here, it's not that common. So that's the difference here. The New Age metaphysics, that's all they talk about is love, but then they switch it over to mind energy. So it's a whole new way of looking at creation energy itself. It's just pure love energy, nothing to do with the mind. So, Sylvia, I'll put you back on here.
Okay, well, thank you for that wonderful experience. We have some beautiful comments on the fast chat. Thank you for everyone who's done that. So in keeping with...
I'll just maybe interrupt here. I do a session, but you need to have some clearings done first, and I do connect you energetically to your twin flame energy. And you need to have the densities released from you so that your twin flame can fully come into you without the densities. See, on the light ship, there's no densities with you. Those energies stay here, but down here, we have them. And so on the light ship, what we do is a special healing, which we call a 4-in-1. We do a planetary disconnect. We do an energy enhancement where you're actually connected to your home base energy. And then we connect you to your twin flame, and we also disconnect you from the energies here that are holding you here, which is your soul family agreements and contracts and other beings, other spirits that have been here for all of your incarnations. So we take you out of that that loop so that you can be able to regain your spiritual identity. And normally for most people, you would have to have an emotional clearing, a mental clearing, and maybe a sensory clearing. That's very, very important. That's past lives. And that normally is enough for most people. Some people who are very sensitive may want to have a feeling body clearing, and maybe even a sensory body. But basically, you have to be able to hold the frequency, because your twin flame, like your spirit, cannot come into you with densities. This is why your spirit leaves you. So if you're only 20% on your body, what's preventing your spirit from being with you mainly is the density that you're carrying. So you want to keep releasing densities and calling back your spirit to you on a daily basis. And I'll just turn it back over to you again, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we had a very sweet question on the fast chat. When we thank the doctors, will they hug or just shake hands?
They do both. It depends what type of life form you're working with. If it's one of the dolphins, they may just bow to you, I would imagine, or you could hug them. Everything on the creation light ship will take physical form because this is where they're going to be in the next incarnation. But there are different life forms, like a flower, which may be harder to thank. But, you know, they do communicate with us through mental telepathy. So they appreciate us thanking them, and they love working with us.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we only have a couple of minutes left. So in keeping with our talk today about the upcoming universal shift, let's talk a little bit about the ascension preparation work that people can do with the Creation Light Ship, and that would include the upcoming conference call on the 15th of the month.
Yes, so once a month we do a special conference call. This is a four-hour Creation Light Ship healing, and you're on the light ship for 4 hours. 3 hours is for healing. We normally go into a room where they actually put in different frequencies into our blood. That's the Amber Blood Room. We have different energies coming to us from the Masters. A lot of them are ones that we know here. Saint Germain is there as a saint, and then we have, naturally Archangel Michael, Metatron. So we have Jesus. So all these energies are there, and they help us through the ascension process to prepare us with more frequency so we can hold more light energy. And the last part of the session, we do physical water charging. So you get normally a gallon of water times 7, and at that point they do water charging to help us integrate more of these light frequencies into our body. And the cost for that is only $60 for a four-hour conference call. And that's going to be the 15th of this month at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And then we do light ship healings for 1 hour in length. We just had a little experience tonight of what it's like. And those calls start at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. We have one tonight just after this show. And it's 1 hour in length, and it's $20. I guess we had about one more minute to go here, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, maybe
end
with some beautiful energy. Maybe the ascension energy as we end off for the night.
Okay, so we'll bring in the energy to you that Jesus used for his ascension process. That's why he came here to teach ascension. So this is the energy from the light ship coming down. And all the energies that we bring in to you are from the light ship directly. They don't go into the Galactic Federation where they're diluted and changed. So here comes the ascension energy. So it's if you want, you can scroll down on your screen a little bit here to go to the light ship insignia. It's probably about 40% down on your scroll bar here. And here comes the energy through this insignia. It's pure love energy. But here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. We'll leave you with this energy, and it should be very, very uplifting. And just stay in your heart center. This is the teachings of Jesus. Don't go outside of yourself to give away your energy. You don't want to get connected to off-planet extraterrestrials that don't have souls or who are there to steal your soul. So stay inside your body, and your divinity is with you. Pray to yourself. And blessings to all of you, and our next show will be on Wednesday, same time. No, excuse me. Wednesday is at 7 o'clock. So blessings to all of you.
Blessings to all. Good night.